Make way. The new music food truck is backing in.
Listen to the big new beat and popular music.
It's the new music food truck with Aaron Zeidel.
Hey, it's Aaron Zeidel. Come on in. Grab a seat. If this is your first time here, well, welcome in. You just found your home for new music discovery. And we've got a great menu of new music lined up for you over the next hour. The Linda Lindas, Rolling Blackouts, Coastal Fever, The Fame. Plus, we're talking to the Scottish band Single by Sunday. Catch our full menu online at newmusicfoodtruck.com. Looks like we got the place to ourselves. My brother Jim in the back working on his online profile. Not one single hit for Valentine's Day. He's heartbroken. He's even sworn off combing his hair for the next 6 weeks. He had to buy himself chocolate this year. Don't give up, Jim. It'll be all right. So let's get on with the show. We'll get you started with the latest from Baby Strange, their single called Midnight. Hey, order up. This is the new music food truck.
This is Caden Shea
and Parker James from Olivevox,
and you're listening to the new music food truck.
Close the door.
two brothers out of the Dallas, Texas area. Loving the Sound, that's their single Sunflower. We caught up with those guys on last week's show. You can catch a replay of that interview online at newmusicfoodtruck.com.
Remaining passengers, please go immediately to gate 12.
Let's sample something from the international menu.
The New Music Food Truck.
Let's head to the land down under and sample one from the international menu. The Sydney Power Poppers, known as the Nature Strip, have just released something brand new, their first single in 3 years. Check it out here. It's called Sugary from the international menu. This is the New Music Food Truck.
Food trucks. Order up.
Takeout. Hey everyone, this is Michael Parrish from Invisible Airwaves Magazine. I'm your friendly voice delivering new music food truck takeout tunes from the pages of the music industry's hottest insider publication. Check it out at invisibleairwaves.com. This week I'm serving up a taste of an artist I first discovered with her track 17, although some of you may know her from the Netflix series The OA. I was intrigued to hear the new song from Sharon Van Etten when it popped into my inbox this week and was certainly not left down as I was sold on the first listen. Her powerful vocals drive the song and it carries all the hallmarks of songs that made the Eurythmics a worldwide favorite. Yeah, there's a bit of an Annie Lennox vibe in these vocals and I'm loving it. Let's give it a taste. This is Porta by Sharon Van Etten.
The new music food trucks takeout.
Thank you.
gonna lie, that might be my favorite new song of the week right there. Sharon Von Eaton, our Invisible Airwaves magazine takeout. So good. What a great choice, guys. Invisible Airwaves, a free digital publication that gives readers an insider's view of the industry's central to popular music. Visit the nexus of radio, music, and streaming audio at InvisibleAirwaves.com.
It's the new music food truck.
Some freshly ground peppermint weekly special.
Well, if you're familiar with the band Flagship, perhaps you know who Drake Margelnick is. He released a couple of full-length albums with Flagship. Now he's out on his own, and he's got some great new music out. Breathe It All In. It's our weekly special. Margelnick, this is the new music food truck.
She can't save me. Running fast through the streets. Nothing's right for her. She'll leave your thoughts put in a trail. Are we blessed? Are we cursed? Am I real if I don't hurt? Cry for help. Just go and wash away that dirt. Forever, we've only got tonight. Gotta breathe it all in. Gotta breathe it all in. It's now or never. Love when you're terrified. Gotta breathe it all in.
Y'all come back for another heaping helping. It's the new music food truck.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
ta-da!
To...
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information, contact You Gotta Believe at YouGottaBelieve.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be.
I want to be.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Nick from Summer Years, and you're listening to the New Music Food Truck.
That's LePesh with their cover of a Pretenders classic, 2,000 Miles. Going to get a chance to talk to those guys on next week's show. We'll find out what inspired their cover. But this week, let's meet the band Single by Sunday.
Would you like to know more?
It's the Blue Plate Special on the New Music Food Truck.
Josh and Johnny, the band Single by Sunday. Thanks for being here, guys.
Hey, how you doing? Good to be here.
Single by Sunday got started back in 2015. You guys met in school and music college. When did you know you were going to start a band, and how did Single by Sunday come together?
I think we just didn't really want to work 9 to 5. And, like, we obviously knew that we could, like, play music and whatnot. And I think me and Josh were, like, the most committed members in our own bands prior to this one. So, yeah, it just kind of happened, really.
It was
love at first sight.
Yes, exactly. There wasn't really a plan in place. Like, a lot of people think that these things are all planned and whatnot, but it just kind of came together.
We seen each other from across the courtyard, or we called it the street in school. That's what it was called. We locked eyes and knew we were rock gods.
American love story.
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, that's what happened. Let's not go there.
For every name, there's a story, right? Where did the name Single by Sunday come from?
So Josh was at the clinic. I'm only kidding.
Right, so I was at the clinic. I wasn't at the clinic, by the way.
Josh was at the morgue.
How does that even make sense? I forgot the question. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, the name. It's actually one of those things that we don't actually tell anyone. It's always been a secret.
Because he's too embarrassed about the morgue and all the bodies that he goes
to visit. We've kept within the band, and we like to keep people guessing. So if anyone out there would like to guess, feel free to message us on our social media platforms and have a guess at it. But chances are, even if you get it right, we'll tell you that it's wrong.
Yeah.
No one's ever really going to know.
Yeah, send us a tweet. Let us know your thoughts.
And I was not at the clinic. It's nothing to do with that.
But he was at the morgue. Yeah.
I feel like every time I see a picture of you guys, somebody's got different colored hair. You guys are kind of known for your trademark colored hair. When did that start, and how has that gotten to be such a part of the band's identity?
The colored hair was an idea that Johnny had. At the start of the band, we needed something that was going to make us stand out as a band from every other band that's out there. And Johnny decided that he was going to dye his hair blue. I think Jack then.
Yeah,
was next.
It was more like looking through history at different bands and what made them stand out. But there was no band that had done coloured hair like consistently throughout the years.
Yeah.
So we thought we should be the first and landed on it. And Jack chose purple and I chose blue. And thank God I chose blue because purple was such a nightmare. I know blue is upkeep, but
all the hair colors have stayed the same. We've never switched. Well, there has been one or two times as a joke, but it's not something that
In lockdown, we got super creative. I think me and Johnny, and I think I went blonde, and then Josh went blue.
Yeah, we had a bit of a mental Teletubby breakdown.
But the Wiggles are back in formation, so we're good to go.
Wiggles are back in town.
The Wiggles are back in town. Wiggles are back in town.
Food and music. We love them both. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk food. Nothing like some home cooking. When you guys get back home to Glasgow after being out or away on tour, what's that must-have gotta-go-to place to eat that you look forward to getting back to?
To be honest, a lot of people would expect us to maybe say like a restaurant or like a fast food place, but it's actually home cooking is our go-to. When you've been out in the States, all you tend to do out there is eat fast food or eat out, because obviously we're living out of hotels or whatever, so you can't always cook a home-cooked meal. So I go straight to the fridge and grab my frozen kangaroo. Stick it in the oven.
Oh my God, what have you taken today? This is awful.
Nothing.
Have you drank something?
No.
You're never this hyper. It's like,
stay. You want to see it?
What? Yeah. Okay, go on.
Yeah, imported from Australia.
Yeah. So, yeah, before that was another joke made. Josh is right, though. Definitely home cooking is where it's at, for sure. When we come back off tour, honestly, nothing is better. Nothing is better than a home cooked meal.
Pairing music and food. What food and drink pairs best with a night of Single by Sunday music?
Sex on the beach cocktail.
Yeah, I would say a mojito. And if it was a food, pizza, because that's the most pop punk food out there, I guess.
Yeah, it's a pizza.
Pizza is always a go-to.
It's a good go-to, yeah.
Love catching up with you. What's coming up next for the band, and set us up for the single, Hey Boy, let's get into it.
We've got shows out in America in March. We're heading back to LA. We've got some important showcases to do. We've also got stuff lined up in Germany throughout the summer and potentially UK tour dates later in the year. So we're just busy building up stuff that we had left over from 2020, which also got pushed back due due to the pandemic, so everything's just been rescheduled and whatnot, but we're excited to get back out on the road, and yeah.
Yeah, and this song you're going to hear is called Hey Boy. It is a song about me and how boring I am, and make sure to check out the music video on YouTube, because it's super fun and you will love it. I know I just said that I'm boring in the video, but that didn't make sense. I'm just going to let you hear the song now, because I'm just going to drag this on, and yeah, this is Hey Boy. Enjoy.
Single by Sunday, you're listening to the New Music Food Truck.
Wake up, kid, you're not the same. You're not the boy you used to be back in the day. You were fun, but things have changed. Fun is what you had. It can change you, make you break you, take you back. You were fun, but now you're sad. I said, hey boy, you're no fun anymore. You know age is just a number, and it's all what you feel. You know life's very real. I said, hey boy, you're no fun anymore. A friend is what you need. You're a loner in your town at 23. You had friends, you had me. The time is running out. We're getting older by the day without a doubt. You were fine, but hear me out. I said, hey boy, you're no fun anymore. You know age is just a number, and it's all what you feel. You know life's a Ferris wheel. I said, hey boy, you're no fun anymore.
Part of the show? Want to find out more about a song you just heard? You can get song and artist info, links to the song and video, even a replay of the whole show on our website at newmusicfoodtruck.com.
Don't care, don't care anymore. I won't waste my time on you anymore. There's nothing else to teach you. No more left to learn. The source of apprehension clearly unveiling the ugly words. Won't be the hero when your world comes crashing in. Relax and watch it burn. I can't feel, it anymore. I won't speak my mind to you anymore. There's nowhere else to reach you. Nowhere left to turn. Nearly incarcerated my free will. Won't be the savior on your day of reckoning. I'll sit back, relax, and watch it burn.
Don't care anymore. don't care, don't care, don't care anymore. I won't waste my time on you anymore. There's nothing else to teach you. No more left to learn. The source of apprehension clearly unveiling the ugly words. Won't be the hero when your world comes crashing in. Won't be the savior on your day of reckoning. I'll sit back, relax, and watch it burn.
Our friends Van Gogh with Watch It Burn. That'll get the blood pumping, Jim, right there.
Ow, ow, ow.
Smoking hot and sizzling.
Holy mozzarella, that's hot.
The new music food truck's hot off the grill.
LA-based all-female punk band the Linda Lindas have announced their forthcoming album. It's called Growing Up. It'll be out digitally on April 8th and in physical formats on June 3rd via Epitaph Records. You can pre-order the album now if you'd like. The band has shared the first single off of that one. It's the title track, Growing Up, and we're serving it up hot off the grill. The Linda Lindas. This is the new music food truck. serving it up hot and fresh. Brand new music from Rolling Blackouts, Coastal Fever, their latest single, The Way It Shatters. You'll find that one on the upcoming Endless Rooms release.
The new music food truck.
Thanks, buddy, grub.
Chef's Choice.
Inspired by bands like The Wombats and The Killers in the 1975, Australia's The Fame offers up a nice anthemic, adrenaline-charged single called The Hills. The chef says it's the perfect choice. And who wants to argue with the chef? The Fame. Our Chef's Choice. This is the new music food truck.
All these eyes.
I can't say that word.
Okay, break time.
Intermittent fasting. It's the new music food truck. Stay tuned.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
And now, a shocking announcement.
That was tasty.
It's the After Dinner Mix on the New Music Food Truck.
Thanks for sticking it out. The After Dinner Mint, an opportunity for us to feature some new music from you guys, singers and songwriters, artists, bands, those writing, recording music, looking for a way to get it heard. Well, we're hearing you. Got this one in from the Nashville native Zach Watt. Voted Nashville's second best rock band by his dad. No word on who finished first in that vote. Working under the name Pepperwood, it's the single Growing Up. Our After Dinner Mint, this is the New Music Food Truck.
What makes me think that I'm special? Why should I succeed over everybody else? I'm not the best at anything, 'cause I don't think that I believe that fate is real, but I believe that if I fail, it'll break me. So I hope that I can make it. Will anybody listen to this? My breath. Is it even worth anyone's time? I guess we're gonna find out.
Our After Dinner Mint, that's Pepperwood, artist out of Nashville, Tennessee, writing recording music. If you're doing the same, send it our way. We'd like to check it out. Maybe we can feature you on our After Dinner Mint as well. All the details on how to submit online, newmusicfoodtruck.com. Well, there you go. Another hour of Alton Indie Music in the books. I think Jim has finally tweaked his online profile enough to maybe get somebody to swipe right or left or up or down or whatever. He says he's got a full year to perfect it. We'll see what he can get done over the next 365. If you missed any part of the show, want to catch a replay, it's all available for you online at newmusicfoodtruck.com. Jim will even post the playlist for this week's show. Shout out to our friends at Invisible Airwaves. Check them out online. They'll be back next week with our takeout feature, and we're talking to the band Lepesh. Should be fun. I'm Aaron Zeidel. The New Music Food Truck is produced by my brother Jim Edwards. We'll see you next week. Hey, don't forget to hit the heat lamps on the way out, will you, Jim? You ever try smiling in that profile?
Hey, get the thing out of here!
It's the New Music Food Truck.